We are on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the last Tosfos. The Gemara said as follows. The Gemara said that the Pasuk Yotza Chinam Ein Kosef could be means Ve'ema L'dido, that by the Yitziyah of issues of Eirisin, there's Kesef, but not that the father gets it. No, she'll get it. So the Gemara asked the Kal V'chaimer, Ashtavi Mekabel Kedushel, Yi Shokla Kaspo. So the Gemara says, no, maybe that's Tavke by Ketana. By Ketana, the Loche is that Aviyah Mekabel Kedushel is beating the Satzli Shazer, but by Naira, Ihi Tishkel Kaspo, Ihi Tagdish Nafshevi, Ihi Tishkel Kaspo. So the Pasht is, the Gemara is now asking that by Anaro, the father Bechlal should not be capable of marrying off a daughter, and the only one that should be able to marry her off is herself, and Ihi Tagdish Nafshevi, Ihi Tishkel Kaspo. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, let us learn out from Nura Beis Avia. The Gemara says that speaking about Shvach Nurim, it's speaking about Aforas Nadorim, Mamoinim Yisur Alei Alfinon. Let's learn out from Boishas of Gam. So the Gemara says, Shani Boishas of Gam, Davu Ashayach Begavayu. That Boishas of Gam, which is a schwach moment that belongs to the father, is because of who is shaykh begavayu. But how do we know kesef kedusha? So let us see Tosis. V'chi teima neilef mi boishes abgam. Teima. Hechi boi lameima neilef kedushin mi boishes abgam. Hu boishes upgam gufe lo yadinan shahin lo ov elo mi kedushin. The only way we know that Boishas of Begam belongs to the father is because the Kedushin belongs to the father. The Omar B'Soif Eilu Nairis, the boy Mosolo L'Menuvel U'Mukishchin. If he had wanted to, he could give her over to a Menuvel U'Mukishchin. So that somehow is a reason that the Boishas of Begam belongs to the father. But now that we're saying that by a naira, b'chlal the father is not prepared to be mekadosha, and the kesef kedushin does not belong to him, so I don't know b'chlal that boishes of begam belongs to the father. So how can you learn that from boishes of begam? Al v'chavetza, who told you that boishes of begam belongs to the father? So we accept pshat and Rashi. Rashi holds that the father could be Mekadesh, you learn out from a forest Nedorim. And the Cheshbon that Rashi says he could have gotten money, we're not speaking about the money of Kesef Kedushin, we're speaking about the money of Tanoi. And now he's mafsed that money if someone is Manasar. That's how he said Pshat and Rashi. About Taismis, Mistoma held that the father is only capable of making Tanoim if he's a Bailam on the issues. That's how we explain Taisvas. Taisvashat Yerushalmi, of Zakoi, the Bia, that he's called a Bailam to make Kaddish Abbiya. That's why he could be Masnish and Noisul Laischal, the Kaddish Abbiya. He's the Bailam, the Kaddish Abbiya, so he can make Tanoim that you should pay Schiras for the Bia. But if he'd only be a Shliach, the Kabbalah, you don't need a shliach bal kochach from her, then would not be bekoyach to make the noim. Not the way we said pshat and Rashi. So Tosfos has a tremendous problem. Tosfos has a problem. So who told you that boishes ubegam belongs to the father? The whole makor that boishes ubegam belongs to the father is the because of the boy mosula manuvel mukishchin. And at the present time, we are not convinced that a father of a Naira can be Maisahalam Nuvalam Mukishchem. Vechitayme. So Taisha says, the Nafkamina, Miha. That was the, we learn out that Boishis of Begam belongs to the father, not because the father bin Arusa can be Maisaha Tamanova Mukishchem. That means something else. The boy Mosalog Shahisa Ktana. But that is for sure, that as Biti Nasati Lisha Zed, it says in the Pasuk law that the father is Bekoyach to marry off a daughter, speaking by Ktana, that's for sure. Now, so the father is Bekoyach to marry off a Ktana. Then he's a Bailam to marry off, fine. Now, when he marries her off of Ktana, and he'll marry her then to a Menuvel or Mukeshchen, so this Boishes would remain with her when she's a Naira also. Im Kain. Zakashina. So Taisva says, so that is Pshat. Pshat is that Iboi Mosala Lumnuvul Umukeshchin when she's a Ktane. And by doing this, the Boishes will remain with her, Binarusa. So that is why when a person is Ma'anis Anaira, the Boishes of Gam belongs to the father, because the Shaykh Begavayu. Now, I'd like to mention as follows. L'chayre, from this Mahalach and Taisvis, we see Klaw, that Taisvis did not at all learn Pshat like Rashi. Rashi goes with a husband. Rashi says that Rashi holds that Ben Arusi could also marry her off to a Menuvel. He could get money for this also. Not Kesef Kedushin, he'll get Kesef Tnoi. So he could marry her off. You learn out from our father's Nadorim that the father's Bekoyech Lekatsha, and he could have made money. And now someone was Ma'anisa, so he lost this potential money that he could have made. So that's why the Boishes of Gam that is paid from the Ma'anis goes to him, because he's the one Nebuch that suffered from, financially, he suffered from that he was Ma'anisa. Taisvis Zicha did not learn like that, because Taisvis is making now a Cheshbin. You know why the Boishes Ufagam of a Naira belongs to the father? Because it's Bekoyach of the father to marry her off Bekatnusa, and the Boishes will remain the Narusa. So Taisvis Zicha didn't learn like Rashi that the Ma'anis was Mafsid the father, because Manushech, if he married her off Bekatnusa, so there's no Hefsid that he's Manusa. What did the father lose? He married her off Bekatnusa. If he didn't marry off Bekatnusa, so he also wasn't mafsid the father anything, because he can't marry off anymore. Taisus is asking that now we hold that the father Bechlal is not Bekoyech to marry off a Naira. So it would seem from Taisus, and Bachsmeder Sameach from the Chidushim and Baba Kama says such as follows. That if someone was empowered to be Mevayish someone, and the father was empowered to be Mevayish his daughter, because he could marry her off the Katnusa to a Menuvel Mukeshchin, and that Busha will last Benarusa, so we see from this Koyach that he's a Bailim to be Mevayish or Benarusa, that we see. So he's the Bailam on the Boishes, he's because, and the Mela, if money will be paid for her Boishes, it should be paid to the person who's a Bailam Levaisha. So that was Pshat and Taisvus. So Taisvus now adapts a very interesting Pshat in the Gemara. So Taisvus, the Pshat in the Gemara, that what the Gemara says, that Boishes of Gam belongs to the father, Davu Eshayich B'Gavayu, means that the father was empowered, Levaisha B'Katnusa, and this Boishes will last Bimei Narusa. So he's a Bailim on her Boishe. So therefore, the Domim that is being given for the Boishe that she was Nizbaza through the man is belongs to the father, because he's a Bailim on the Boishe. For Ektoises, if that is Pshat the Gemara's Kashi, Im Ken Gamkshi Boigres Ye Boishe Sabagam Shalom Mahay Taima. If there is such a Lundis, that a Bailim on Boishes is entitled to get the Demei Boishes, so he's a Bailim on her Boishes Bibagrusa, since he's able to marry off Bekatnusa. So if someone was Ma'anis her Bibagrusa, he should also get the Boishes. And that's for sure not. Yizicha doesn't get the Boishes then. So we're stuck. V'yeshleima, so Taisus wants to say, the loidomi boigres lenaris. The cheshbin, I said, that the father is entitled to the boishes shel naruso because he's bekoyach levaisho bekatnuso and will be nimshach at naruso. Boigres is different. The Nehei de la Yafina me Yaforas Nedorim Kula Milse. We don't learn out the Schusim that the father has Baforas Nedorim Kula Milse. O Belinyin Ho Yafina Shlo Yimshech Koyecha Ov Ali Yemei Naris. But this I do learn out from Baforas Nedorim, that the Koyecha Ov is only Nimshech Ali Yemei Naris. Kehi de la Kamon, the Gemara is Sum zis radova poshit, the master monim shem meitzin mishus ov, meitzin mishus odai, bagre shem meitzia mishus ov, and idin shem meitzin mishus odai. So there the Gemara says later on the Avdalah, the Medalev, that bagres is meitzin mishus ov, menolo no de bagres meitzin mishus ov, the kedushin lechol dobi, lavdi evinu meforos nedor. Al koponim, Taisva says, that the reason if a person is ma'anisar bibagrusa, you don't pay boishes upagam to the father is because I have a limud that the father loses his chusim on a boigres. He can't be made from the dome of a boigres. So mamela, he loses his chusim kishabogra. So therefore, if a person is ma'anis abayis, he doesn't pay the father, he pays the bayis. So Taisus says, mihu loy nehire. But I don't like this teretz that you told me. Kivin de betayim etol yemilse. If we are saying that the reason that boishes a pagam of a naira belongs to the father is because the father is a bailam levaisha bikatnusa alzman narusa, and that is a sibbe that the demei habayishes belongs to him. The boy mosalo bikatnus, and the baishes will be nimshach. Kach shach davazel lebagres kamei lenara. So, what are you telling me? She's not in the rishus of the of. When she's a bagres, einach namishin under issues. But since the Torah made the father a bailim, and boishes bagrus, so that belongs to him. So we're stuck. So this is not pshat in the Gemara. Lachain nirali leel. So because of this problem, Eishes Taisus did not know how to say pshat in the Gemara. Shani boishes began davu a shaykh begavayu, and Taisa said, "Well, mean shaykh begavayu can't marry her off when she's a naira. It can't be moisa cholam and uvel mukshim when she's a naira. And you can't say this svara of bakatnes he does is mavayisha on the later zman because if that is a cheshbon, so then the boishes began of a bagrus also should belong to him." So Tais saying a whole new pshat in the previous Gemara. Klaima, ktane shaykh lasais oisek al b'chayma. Vahashta aviyya mekabel kedusha iyu tishkol kaspa, kiven she'en lo klal yad l'kadish atzma.
by Aktani, 100% Bart. She doesn't have a yacht. And the father is the only Mekadish, is beating the Sadzalisha Zeh. I mean, there's no other Mekadish, so Memela. So there, Zichah, the Kesel Gushin belongs to the father. Avol Nairo de Isla Yad. Iyu Tadish Navshe Vatish Kol Kasta. So what does that mean? Perish. Kim de Yeshlo Yad Le Kadish Atzmo. Since she has a Yad to be Mekadish herself, Yiyu HaKedushin Shelo. So when she's Mekadish herself, so the Kedushin should belong to her. Avol Emesu. But Taisvi says, that is also true. Shegam kshei naira aviyah yochel lekatsha. But when she's a naira, the father can also be mekadisha. Uchsheviyah mekatsha, as you are kedushin shaloi, when he'll be mekadisha, the kesef kedushin is his. And that is the longest, ashta aviyah kibul kedushel, is ii shakla kaspa. So the Gemara, so Taisus is saying now a whole new mahalach in the Gemara. The Gemara in the halach of zakoi bebitoi bikdusha bekasef means, and we have thought it of the Rashi also holds like this, that if she's makadish herself binarusa, the money goes to the father. That's what it means. It also means he could be Mekadisha also. The money also go to him. But the Gemara means in Oloi Fanim, bin Arusa, the money will belong to the father. She's Mekadisha herself, so the money will belong to the father. Al Shvach Neurim. That means he's Eichet from her. He's Mekadish, so then it's Poshet that the money belongs to him. We have a Psalmdis. Ihu, he was Mekabel, the Kedushin, the Ihi Tishkol Kaspa. So Taisva said, so that is, so the whole problem that the Gemara had, the Gemara never held that a father cannot be Mekadosh Anaira. And we'll see in 1 second, because the Gemara held the Pasuk as Biti Nosati Lishazeh, speaking about Anaira. Taisus before and Rashi before had problems. They understood that it's speaking about a Ketana. So he had a problem. The Parsha Maitri Shemra speaking about a Nairos. How could this possibly be speaking about a Ketana? So Taisus had a whole Cheshmas between the Satik Shi Ketana V'Achshavi Nairos. That's how Taisus and Rashi had said Pshat. Now, because of the complications that Taisus is confronted with from this Gemara, so Taisvitz says, no, as Bitin Asati is speaking about a Naira. You can marry off a Naira. And if you can marry off a Naira, so the Kesef Dushan will zicha belong to him when he marries her off. The whole pilpul of the Gemara is, what will be when she marries herself off when she's a Naira? What will happen then with the money? Ha'ov zakoi bebita bikdushel means that the money belongs to Musa. How do you know that? That's the whole sugya of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, you want to know how I know that the father is zoiche in the kesef kedushin when she's makadish herself? Because just like he's zoiche in her boishes of the gam, which is also, someone was mabayish, the father is zoiche in the money, minodido. That means, so the same thing. She's Mekadish herself, the father Zeichen, the money, Minodido. That means first it becomes her money, and then he's Zeichen, that money. So the Gemara says, so let's learn now from Boishas of Begam. So the Gemara says, no, Shani, Boishas of Begam, Dovi Yushayef Begabayim. Boishas of Begam belongs to the father, because the father can marry her off, Benarus, and Tamanovul, and Mukushin. So therefore, the Boishas of Gam belongs to the father because of this husband, Yishayach Begabayu, the boy Mosul Mnu B'mukashchim Ksheh Naira. The Gemara always knew that the father can marry her off when she's a Naira. Now let's see in the many contestants. Avalem Misu, Shegam Ksheh Naira V'ye Yochel Lekatsha, Uchshe V'ye Mekatsha, Oz Yu HaKedushin Shaloi. Now everything is good. Kusha Dulael, we asked before Akasha, how could you say that a father can't be Mekadosh Anaira? It says in the Pasuk is beating the Satili Shazem. the Kroirik Shikitshavir, but now even Umalach. Zicha the father can be Mekadosh Anayra. And the Pasuk is telling us the father can be Mekadosh Anayra. Vahosam Yalev Boishus Abagam Mikdushin. And we learn Shayidei Avia. And Taka the Gemara says that the Boishus Abagam of someone's Ma'anasa, it belongs to the father, Shavua Shaykh Begavai, because he could have married her off to Manavumukishin. So Memele, the Boishus Abagam, belongs to the father. Vahochi Ochi Kama, Vichitema, Nailev Mi Boishus Abagam. Kiddushin shal yidei atzmo shi shal aviyot. That was trying the Gemara's kasha. We want to learn now that if she was Mekadosh herself, that money also belongs to the father. Mi boishis of gam. Just like boishis of gam belongs to the father, this also belongs to the father. So Taisa says like this. Ki vadai mi kiddushe aviyot leka lemofino. We can't learn out. We know that the father could be Mekadosh and daughter ben Arus, and when he's Mekadosh, the money belongs to him. So to learn out Kesef Kedushin, when she was Mekadosh herself, that the money she belonged to the father, because when the father is Mekadosh, the money belongs to the father, that we can't learn out. She'elu al yodo legamri hain. That means, how could you learn out the father's Mekadosh, it belongs to the father, so who are then if she's Mekadosh, it belongs to the father. Atzushtel. When she's the Mekadosh, so Memela, the Kedushin is going through her, she's a Bailam on herself, when she's Mekadosh, so the money could be belongs to her. You bring me a rai from the father, and when the father's Mekadosh, she's the Bailam on the Kedushin. That means there's two Bailam to marry her off. The father can marry her off, and she can marry herself off. So when the father marries her off, Ashtaita, the money belongs to him. But we're asking Akash, when she married herself off, then the money should belong to her. She can learn out when she marries herself off from the father. So therefore the Mother says, so let's learn from an intermediary, from Baishas of God, that not that the father did, not that she did. Al metchilo yeyalev boishes abgam sheina al yodo mikidushe avia. That means we went in three steps. We said that boishes abgam belongs to the father, and that we learned mikidushe avia. Since Abu Shaykh begabayu, so the boishes abgam belongs to the father. But now I have a loch that this is money that is coming in from a fremde. And that belongs to the father. It's not money that the father had made. It's not the kesef kedushin married off his daughter. This is money, this is aitika money coming in, and it belongs to the father. So now we can learn, we can go in three steps. So just like when the father didn't have a yad in the main voices of the God, afal pikein hizayich and that money, so let's learn how that when she's Mekadosh herself, also the father doesn't have a yad in her kedushin, also should be zayich in the money. And then the Gemara says, no, boishes of begam is a unique halacha, because shani boishes of begam, davu shayich begabayu. You know why he gets that zayich in money? Because he's suffering because of this money, or he is a bailus on the boishes of begam, because he can marry her off. So that's how the Gemara shlugs up the limud. But al kaponim, Taisvis was now machadish that the whole sugya always knew that a naira could be niskadish a yedei aviya from the pasuk of esbiti nasati liishazeh. The whole pilpul of the Gemara is only if she's machadish herself, who does the money belong to? So Taisvis weiter, Yitzia de Chavoso komemait. So the Gemara says, no, we learn Yitzia de Chavoso. So we had learned Pshat and Rashi. The Gemara means to say as follows. The Gemara means to say that from the Drosha it would seem
we have a drosha ein kesef la'odein ze sheyotza mimenu. That means the pasuk is telling me that even though theoretically he should get money from the omer, but in this yitziyah the odein that she leaves doesn't get money. So the kibbutz say, but there's another yitziyah from an odein that odein does get money, and that's the yitziyah seiros. And yitziyah the kibbutz say come amay. Perish Rabbeinu Chananel. Now the Rabbeinu Chananel said pshat na gemore yitzias omar vriya me odain shahu eis naurim. That when an omar vriya leaves the odain. When does she leave the odain? When she's a naira. Afkan naira. So the ein kesef is also speaking about a naira. So the Rabbeinu Chananel is Sisrei Teire. What? So let's see what Sotaisis doesn't answer Rabbeinu Chananel. Mi yusugi leimash meklau shu tzorich lilmoi de biyoim nares mairi. That the ain kesev is speaking about when she's a naira. Ela minolon de kesev de viyab. We have a different problem over here. We said the problem was let's darshan v'yotza chinam en kesef the yitziyah zu, the yitziyah from an odin, no money is given. V'yesh kesef yitziyah acheres, and the yitziyah of eresin, money is given. But who says, that was the shail of the Gemara. Who says that the father gets it? Maybe the daughter gets it. And that the Gemara answered, yitziyah de chavosei komemayit. Now, all of a sudden, the Beinu Chananel says, Psha, Yitzidach Vosei, just like when it's speaking about Naris, it's also speaking about Naris. That's not the problem. The problem is, the Fein Kesef is speaking about Naris, the problem is, who gets the money? That's the problem. V'nira Leforish, Yitzidach Vosei, Kegoin B'shus Odoin, Im Hoya Shom Kesef. This is more or less like Rashi's Pshat. Nimhoya Shom Kesef. There would have been Kesef over there. Oz hayenoisin la'odin sheyotza mimenu. K'moy ken kan sheyesh Kesef b'yitziyos ha'mishus of the v'yahave. That means yitziy the chavosi k'mamayit, we say that what is not by Oma, what should have been by Odom, is not by Odom, by Oma, is by Eresen. That's what we're saying. Chemashme loshen akuntres. Let's begin it like that. And so the thesis is chaylik and the Rabbeinu Chananel. Now, Rabbeinu Chananel is the chtake pelech. What? How did the Rabbeinu Chananel roim pshat na gemore? I'd like to mention a ra'or that says pshat in the Rabbeinu Chananel. And then I'd like to try a little to explain the Ra'or. Maybe we'll be able to understand the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Ra'or says the Rabbeinu Chananel had two big problems with Taisvis Pshat, and that is why he learned an altogether a different Pshat. One problem he had, he says, if the din of the Gemara is the way Taisvis learned and the way Rashi learned, the Shaila is, who gets the money? That was the Shaila. Ve'imeladido, that means, al dashi v'yotza chinam, en kesef b'yitzi yizuk. Avayesh kesef b'yitzi acheres, that when she gets married, there's kesef, but she gets the money. So the pilpul of the Gemara was, by the yitzi of Eresin, who gets the money? The Gemara says, the father gets the money, yitzi the chavosei komamai. Just like over there, if there would be money, the odin would get, so here there is money, to her odin, which is the father gets. Zukhtera'or, so if that's what the Gemara is speaking about, she should have said, Nisine de chavosei komamai. There is no Nisine, here there is a Nisine. And the Nisine over here is equivalent
to the Nesina, what would have been over there. Why are you talking about the Yetziyah? Talk about the Nesina. Question number one, the Ra'ahed. Question number two, the Ra'ahed. The Gemara said that Hashtovir Mekabel Kiddushel I Shokla Kaspa. So the Gemara says the aim in the Via Mekabel Kiddushel between the Satili Shazev I Shokla Kaspa. So the Gemara says Veim Mehani Miliktana, but Naira I Tishkol Kaspa Be I He kabel the he attacked the shnapshe v'tishkel kaspa. So the pashtus of the Gemara is, and we had a tumul and taisus before, that the pasuk as biti nasati lishazeh is speaking about a ktana. That's what the Gemara means to say. By a ktana, that's right, but by anara, be different. So the Rabbi Nechanan had a problem. The pasuk speaking about anara, Meitzei Shema is speaking about anara. So finished. So Memele, he did not at all like Ashi and Taisus Pshat. Now, I'd like just to say the words of the Ra'ah, and then perhaps try to explain them. How he says Pshat in Rabbeinu Chanan. Lachain hoye meforish Rabbeinu Chanan. Rabbeinu Chanan learned Pshat the Sugi as follows. The Le'el Shatiret Hashta Ovio Mikabel Kiddushel. The Gemara said if he's been Mikabel the Kiddushin, Yizicha should get the money. Hainu, this Svare, the Achre, the Islam Krod, the Viyotza Chinam Miyuta. That since I have an extra Posik Viyotza Chinam, that's an extra Posik. Mahani yakal v'choyma loymar hashta v'yemekabel kiddushel v'yishokla kaspo. So now he's making a combination. You have an extra posik in a kal v'choyma. So then I'll say that the father gets the kiddushin. Avol vaday ilavko. But if you won't have a posik, you just have your kal v'choyma, hashta v'yemekabel kiddushel, aminat, the maid is ochi lo rachmona, aine shiocha lekatsha. V'chol hakesef shalom. So, words were saying, but the vial, the Ra'ah says, the Rachel, this whole kal v'chayma of hashtavi mekabel kiddushel is kesef, is I shok lo kaspa. I only say this if I have an extra posik. There's a combination, an extra posik plus the skal v'chayma. Together, it spells out that the father will get the money. But if you don't have an extra posik, your skal v'chayma won't tell me that he gets the money, she'll get the money. V'chol hakesef shalom. But since you have an extra posik, and I have a skal v'chayma, then I'll say that he gets the money. Ukron ami ikal l'meyma. The posik, the extra posik, maim the levi ledido, ma'achet the leke mashmois, avol shnei emani. That means the extra posik also could mean that it belongs to her. The kal v'chayma could also mean that it belongs to her. But an extra posik and a kal v'chayma, that spells out it belongs to the father. Let's not go into the mechanics of what the Ra'ah is saying, but that's what he says. Fine, but I have a kal v'chayma next to posik. Uporech, so the Gemara said, ve'eim edani mili k'tane. Kloyma, la'ov k'tane ikal ameim edamahan ikro, the kal v'chayma. Mishum she'ein lo yad klal, ben yesh lo, ben ein lo, by a k'tano, it will help the posik, and it will help the posik of Ein Kesef, this extra posik, the posik of Ein Kesef will help by a ktan. I have an extra posik, so I'll say the extra posik is speaking about a ktan who doesn't have a yad. I have a kal v'chayma that the father should get the money. So memele, so both together will tell me that the father gets the money. I have an extra posik, Ein Kesef, plus a kal v'chayma. Avol gabi nairo ma'acha sheyesh lo yad שאין לו, יקלמי משי לחיילו לקדש עצמו, בכסף שלו, וגם כשקידשו אביה, אבו גר דהבי קידושן, הכסף שלו. דקרא ויוצא חינם, אסתוגמר הקטנה. בקיצר, the Ra'o says that the Gemara asked the Kasha, we need a combination of an extra posik and a Kal V'chaimer. So the Gemara says, maybe this posik is speaking about a Ketana, doesn't have a Yad. There the halacha is that the money belongs to him. There the halacha is the money belongs to him, because they have an extra posik plus a Kal V'chaimer. But, by a Naira, so it could be even though I have a Kal V'chaimer, that the father can marry you off, but the money will belong to her, because the pasuk could be only speaking about a ketana. And for the Gemara, Yitzia the Chavosik, no, this pasuk is not speaking, this extra pasuk is not speaking about a ketana. It's speaking about a naira. Just like V'yotza Chinom is speaking about a naira, and Kesef is speaking about a naira. So if Ein Kesef is speaking about a Naira, so now I have an extra posik by a Naira, now I have a Kal V'chaimer by a Naira. So Memele, now I say that it belongs to the Father. That is the mechanics of the Rabbeinu Tanan. Now we just have to try to figure out what's shot in these mechanics. What does he mean? But this is what the Ra'o says. So I think perhaps we could say that pshat is as follows. Let's start with the Kal V'chaimer. I have a Kal V'chaimer, which the Rabbeinu Chananel holds is not sufficient without an extra posik. I have a Kal V'chaimer. Hashta Ovia Mikabel Kiddushel, the Chsiv Spiti Nesati Lishazeh, V'ihi Shokla Kaspo. So there's a Kal V'chaimer. If he can marry her off to wherever he wants, the Torah empowered him, he could marry her off. And the money will stell sich. Mishtami Zichi gets the money also. Mishtami Zichi gets the money also. That's the Kal V'chaimer is telling us. If the Torah gave him such a koich to marry off, the Torah Zichi gave him the money. That's the Kal V'chaimer. A beautiful Kal V'chaimer. But now, let me just put in a Hagor. It's a beautiful Kal V'chaimer. But we have to know the lumdis with what koyach the father can marry off the daughter. If he's the Baal Dovo, like the Ritva said, that she belongs to him, he's marrying off his daughter, she's his to marry off. So then you send a beautiful svara. So if they gave him a koyach to marry off, sicha, the money will belong to him. But if I say that he's her shliach, so how could the money belong to him? I'm saying a beautiful svara, really, if the Torah gave such a koyach, the money should zich, how could the money belong to him if he's our shliach? She's the one that's getting married. How could this work that the money should belong to him if he's our shliach? That means I have a Kal V'chaimer, but I don't know if my Kal V'chaimer could work. I don't know if my Kal V'chaimer could work. But if I have an extra pasuk, so the extra pasuk is coming to tell me, yesh kesef, tell me yesh kesef. So what is the extra pasuk? So without the extra pasuk, that means I would say I have a beautiful svara to say it should belong to the father, but I don't know if I'm entitled to say it belongs to the father. Who says that he's a bailam? Maybe he's a shliach, so it can't belong to the father. Svara him. So he have an extra pasuk. There's kesef by a naira. So what is the pasuk coming to tell me? It's an extra pasuk. So I say the pasuk is coming to me megala that my Kal V'chaimer is a good Kal V'chaimer and the money belongs to him. That's the combination, the Kal V'chaimer and the extra pasuk. But the Gemara wanted to say maybe this pasuk is speaking about a ketana. And there the pasuk is telling me a ketana doesn't have a yad. So there the extra pasuk is coming to tell me there the father is a bailam on her and there my Kal V'chaimer could work. But could be I don't have a pasuk by a naira whatsoever. So the Gemara answers, Yitzi the Chavos, this pasuk is speaking about a naira. Because just like V'yotza Chinam is speaking about a naira, so in Kesef is speaking about a naira. See, if an extra pasuk by a naira, so I say the extra pasuk is coming to tell me that my Kal V'chaimer works, and Take, the money belongs to the father.
Zogt the Gemara weiter. Vahai v'yotz achinam lahach yudah osa. So the Gemara asks, you tell me if it's a whole Rosh, v'yotz achinam en kesef, en kesef odom zav, yish kesef odom achi, it's either chavosik kamamayit. And shuldik, this v'yotz achinam en kesef is speaking about Om Ivri, not by Erison. Om Ivri lelich desanya. Desanya, we learned in the Baraisa, v'yotz achinam elu yimei bagres. That when an Oma is a bagres, she goes out from the Odin. Ein kesef elu yimei nares. And kesef is telling us that when she's a naro, she goes out from the Odin. Later, the Gemara will explain this paraisa. If she goes out by nares, I just go about it. Fine, okay, the Muslim talk about it. Anyway, so, but the Gemara says, so this whole shtick teure, that the ain kesef is action, it's coming, yesh, yitzi the chavosa, and shuldig. It's, the pasuk is not at all speaking about erisin, the pasuk is speaking about the yitzi of an oma avriye, that an oma avriye is two yitzis, it's yitzi of bagres, yitzi of naris. How did this whole shtick teure come about? So the Gemara says, Omar Rabine, Im Kain, if it only comes for Omar Ivriya, to tell me the Yitzhiyas of Omar Ivriya, Lay Mekra, Ein Kesef without a Yud. My Ein Kesef with a Yud, I have an extra Yud. This extra Yud tells me to make a drosha on this Ein. Ein Kesef, Lodin Zeh, V'yesh Kesef, Lodin Acha, my Niyuwa. Okay, so our drosha was not based on the word aim. Our drosha was based on the extra yud in the aim. And the extra yud is coming to darshan this aim kesef. Umimayda darshin in hachi. So the Moses, how do you know he makes such a drosha? Isn't that the way you spell aim? Aleph yudun, you spell aim. So Moses says, no. The sanye, we learned in a baraisa, vizera ein lo. The pasuk says that if a bas koyin married a zor, and later the zor died, vizera ein lo, and there's no children left over from the husband the zor, the Yisrael, then v'shavar beis avia kinoreh. So she goes back to her father and she eats truma. Vizera ein lo. So the Baraisa darshins ainli ela zara. Children from him. Children, her children. Zera zara minayin. What if from the husband, the zor, is left over no children, take einiklach. There's einiklach which are zorim. Grandchildren which are zorim. Minayin. Tamaloyma. Zera ein lo, ayin lo. Look. This yod means to tell us, look further. Don't, it is not sufficient. There's no children. Maybe there's grandchildren, and there's a grandchild from the Yisrael. She doesn't go back to her father. She's not allowed to eat truma. Now the Baraisa continues. Ve'en liyela zera kosher, zera posel minayin. How do you know if she has a child that's a mamza? How do you know that that will also prevent her from going back to her father? Tamaloyma zera ein lo, ayin lo, nachamo. But look, the afilu apostle look it. Frek the Gemara and Shuldik, you can't use this ayin for everything what you want. Make up your mind. Vafikte le zera zara. We said it's going for zera zara. So Gemara says zera zara lo yitzterich kro. Really, I don't need the ayin law for zera zara. The bnei bonim areim ki bonim ki yitzterich kro le zera apostle. So this, the yud is coming to tell us zera apostle, she has a son, a mamza, that also this will parcel her from going back Laviyati Tum. So Mamela, so you see Yadashna Yud. So the whole drosh we were learning till now, ain't kesavel on zeh, that's from this yud. Frag the Gemara Vitana Gufa Minoli the Dorishokina, how did the Tana know that Yadashan Yudin? Omri Ksiv may ain bilam without a yud, may ain yavami without a yud, ksiv bo yud. V'hoch eksakosiv be yud, shma minol drosh udiyosi. So it's a right, it's coming, the drosh to tell us that In Kesef Olamzav, Yesh Kesef La'odanachem. Now, I'd like to mention one vote that is a Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis that says Pshat Na Gemara. I'd like to say Pshat in Tosfos. Rashi does not learn like this, and the Rishonim ask on Rashi from Gemaras, so I don't want to go into Rashi, I just like to say one vote of Tosfos. Tosfos says as follows, and I just want to say a Taitshin Tosfos. Tosfos says, the whole concept of Bnei Bonim Harayim Kibonim, most of it's only the limit for grandchildren, Bnei Bonim Harayim Kibonim. So Tosfos says, it's not true. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra, the Gemara says, Ish Kiyomos Ubein Ein Loi, Ein Li Ela Bein, Ben Aben Minayim. How do you know that a grandchild Yarshin's a father? Ein Loi, Ayin Olam. So you see, you don't say Bnei Bonim Areim Kebonim. You need a special limit for Bnei Bonim. And Asuk, you says, Bnei Bonim Kebonim, you don't need a posik. So Tosfos says, it matters what the word is. If the word is Zera, so then it means all generations. Because, let's explain, because Zera means descendants. That's the Taish Zera, descendants. Descendants does not mean a son. It can mean a great-grandson. That's the Taish Zera. Ben, the translation of Ben means a son. So if it says a son Yarshins, how do you know a grandson Yarshins? You have a problem. The Pasuk says, a son Yarshins, a grandson I don't know. So you need Einloi, Ben Einloi, I know. So Tosfos says that the concept, what our Gemara says, that Bnei Bonim Areya Kebonim is only used if the word is Zera. So Zera means all generations, because the Taitch of Zera means descendants. Where it says Ben, you don't need a Ribui to tell me that that Zera apostle is the same. A mamzer is the same. You don't need a posik. You know where you need a posik to tell me that Zera apostle is considered Zaroi? If it says Zera. If it says Zera, then I have to know Zera apostle. I need a limud for Zera apostle. If it says Ben, I don't need a limud for Zera apostle. So I would like to just explain this Nekuda, and then we'll learn Rashi. If a son, it says Ben, a son, if the son is a mamzer, it's not a son. It's a son. It's what the yich is, what the status of the son is, if he's kosher loving, bakal loving, he's a son. The word Zera means there's a similarity to the father. There's a similarity of the descendants to the father. Ki bi Yitzchok yikorei lecha zera. Who's called your zera? Yitzchok. Not Yishmael. So there's a meridik alosh in the Rambam. And I'd like to mention just for 1 second, The Beis HaLevi, there's a lashon Rambam. The Rambam says, Perek Yud Mehuchas Melachim Aloch Zayin, Zera Avram Mikri, who's called Zera Avram? Hamachzik Bedosoi Vedalkoi Hayeshora. Someone who follows in his footsteps, that's called Zera Avram. So we see from the Rambam, the translation of Zera is one who is similar to the father. There's a Mardik Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi says, he wants to say Pshat in Kabbalah Api Pashtis. He says, the Arizal said that if the Klal Yisod be in Mitzrayim another second, they'd never get out of Mitzrayim. So he says, because they'd be so shakua betumas mitzrayim, they'd never get out. So what pshat this? So it says, because he says by golus mitzrayim, it says ki ger yiyazaracho be'eretz olahem, achakach yeitzu b'chush godol. So the havtoche of yeitzu b'chush godol is kolzman called zaracho. If there's any semblance from them to you, to Avram, then Vacher can Yetzel Bechush Godel. But if they had such a Yerida that we can't call them anymore Zaracho, they're not Zaracho anymore, there's no similarity between them and you, so then there's no Avtoche, then there's no Vacherkach, Zaracho will go out. So the Beis Halevi says, if they would have been in Mitzrayim one more second, boom, would be Oy Zaracho. So then they'd be stuck there. Then there's no Avtoch anymore. So we see from the Loshon HaRambam and from the Beis HaLevi that Zera means that it's similar to the father. So Mamela, that's what Taisa says in Yevamah. So our Gemara is a beautiful Gemara. When it's speaking about Bnei Bonim, so the word Zera means descendants. So descendants is, I don't need a posik to tell me Ayin Olo. But we're speaking about a Zera apostle, that's already not similar to the father. So Mamela, I would not think. It says, the posik says, Vizera Ayin Lo, that there's no Zera from the Yisrael. If it's Zera apostle, if he's a mamzer, so Mamela, that Zera apostle is not called the Zera of the father. And that I need Ayin Olam. The Philosopher Apostle apostles also. Now let us see Rashi. Let us see what Rashi says. V'yotzachinam lepirish mosai teitze eiluim e-bagres shehi mishtane minares liyeis begeres en kesef elodover achal meitziyo eiluim e-nares. That's the possibility about the Yitziyo of an Om Ivri. Lekam epoch, mechin afkelo benares, bagres maevidetei. How could you, if she goes out by nares, she goes out by bagres? En kesef bela yud, kdechsiv mein yevomi. Min olan darshin in yud, de ein ki agav nebam pe nafsho, zera ein lo, ein li she yakev al bas koi milech batrum ela zara mi Yisrael. Zera zara minayim, Talmud loyme ein lo ayin ala. She meis b'no v'yesh loy ben, and the ben has a son afu ma'akvot itum. Zer apostle kei mamza, nebonim reim kebonim. So Rashi says, nafklo me mesecha shibomis v'perik aboye. Vimte, this is speaking about Pirya v'rivya. Rashi tells it so over here, in the Rishayna meska Rashi. Vetane gufa menole de mashmele en bela yud, mein bilam en bedate le lechimon. Zog taisviz, zera apostle minayim, how do we know that zera apostle is ma'akev har to itume? Oima ri zera zara apostle koma. That what the Gemara says, zera apostle, it does not mean that she had from the Yisrael apostle son a mamza, takiven shenivala l'apostle apostle mina kohune, v'loi teichel oid betrume, ilkach lek laforish zera apostle mamish ele zera zaro. So Taisvis is asking a moira dike kashe. Zera apostle, which means mamza the way Rashi says, would mean how does she have a son a mamza from her husband? It's when she married someone. So she had a son from the husband that he'd be a mamza. So they had a son a mamza. So Taisa says if she was nibble from a mamza, so she's tamza apostle ti trume. There's a posik. Ubaskoin kisili ishahi vitrumas akadoshim lo isaichol kimin shenivalo l'apostle l'apostle. So there's a posik. We learn that a mamza's boyla pnuye. So she's apostle ti trume. So why you have to talk about that there's a son a mamza? So Taisa says you have to say Zera Zara. That's what Taisa says. So Lachayre, I have a kasha. Lachayre could have a hecha timtze. He should have a son a mamza, and she shouldn't be possible. Nis abra bambati. that you had artificially she was Nesaba without a Maisa Biya. So the Beis Shmuel says that it's called the Baal Azara son, is Mekaipi Veribi, it's called the son. This is the Beis Shmuel. And this Shizicha doesn't become possible from that she was Nisaba from the Zera of Amamsa. So it always bothered me. So what's Pshat and Taisvis? What is Pshat and Taisvis? Taisvis, we have to say means Zera Zah, because it can be Zera Apostle, because if she has a son, a mamzer, so she's Amazon Apostle Titru, but she was nibble from a mamzer. That's the Kashi. Yisabra Bambad. She has a son, a mamzer. And then she's Kashi Titru. But the Apostle son was the son of Apostle Titru. So Baruch Hashem, I found, someone asked this to Ramesha. And this Taisvis, the yes from the Beishmu says it's a. So Rav Moshe says, I'm more the Kechidush. So Rav Moshe says as follows. He says, that what the Beishmu says, that a son is Meyuchis Achav, it's called his son, he says 100% in Hilchis Yichus, the Zera of a person is Meyuchis Achav. Even though it's Nisabra Bambati. But he says, in Hilchis Yichus, we have Kahanim, Levium, V'Yisraelim. That's in Hilchis Yichus. And in Hilchis Yichus, so if the Beis Shmuel says that Bnoi is Nisabra Bambati, is Nisyachas Achav, you want to know what he is, to call him Abkoyin, Levi, Yisrael. You look who the father is, that's what the son is. That's Hilchis Yichus. But he says that what the son of a mamzer is a mamzer, that the Gemara learns that from a different posse, not Mishpachos Mevesa. That's not a din Yichus. It's far from a Yichus Agabuche. That is a besondere din loy haloich achapsuloy. Whoever is the posse, if she's a mamzer, if he's a mamzer, the child is a mamzer. But it's a different Rosha. This is not Hilchis Yichus. So Rav Moshe says, this halacha, that the son of a mamzer is a mamzer, is only if those are maisabiyah. Because there's not Hilchis Yichus. The Beis Shmuel is only speaking about Hilchis Yichus. The Beis Shmuel says, Nisabra Babati, he has a son. That's called his son. It was Mekayim Pir Verivya. If he has a son and a daughter, the sister and brother, because they have the same father, the Meyuchis to the same father. But the din of Mamzerus is not a din in Yichus. That's a din Haloich Achapsuloi. Like, there's a special drosha for this. And this drosha is only if there was a Maisabir. So Memela, so that's why Tosis couldn't say it's been by Nisabra Bambati, because then the child would not be posel. The child would be kosher. So the Gemara says further, the itzach lemichtav kedushel lavia, itzach lemichtav maisiya delavi. Now we have two psukim. We have yotzachinam ein kosef, which tells us that the kedushin belongs to the father, and we have a posik v'chisimker as ish as bitay la'oma, ma'oma maisiya delavia, afbas maisiya delavia, to tell us that maisiya del belongs to the father. The Iko says, I have two psukim that tell us that the father has a schus b'mamein shel bitoy. One is speaking about kesef kedush, one is speaking about ma'isiyada. It's, yeah. The Iko says, v'chmane kedush el avi yahav amine. You know why the Torah is mezakeh to the father? Mishim d'lei tochebu. She didn't work hard for this. So me'mele, this we give to the father. Avo ma'isiyada de kotochebu. Here, she's working on the ma'isiyada. Eimo, they don't have it. Maybe it belongs to her. So that's why it says, v'im kishis b'itei la'oma. Ma'oma ma'isiyada. V'yash mine ma'isiyada de komitzino minei. That he's giving her, he's supporting her. Normally a father gives mezainis to a daughter. So memele, some stomach, pshat the mezainis is, he's giving her food. So if she works, the mezainis were given with an understanding, any money she makes working belongs to him. Avo kidusha, the mealma kasi lo, eima di do have it. That's why he has to say,
that Kedushin also belongs to the father. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, the kamitzna minei vidaite amaisi yoder de shchicha. So when he's giving a mezainis, he has intentions that the maisi yoder should belong to him. The malma kosila v'loi haisa daitoi aleihem lozaina bishvila.